Report. UN supports Darfur no-fly zone. 14th of December, 2006. This is Kevin Federline reporting. Darfur, Sudan. Britain and the U.S. have both indicated they would support a UN-backed no-fly zone over Sudan's Darfur region to prevent flies from landing on all those kids' eyeballs, officials say. An estimated 20,000 children have had flies on their eyeballs in Darfur since 2003. "It's bloody disgusting, is what it is," said Major Leslie Francis Pease, leader of the British Royal Army Expeditionary Force in Darfur. Quote, "These flies are huge, and they're on their eyeballs. Right on them. Don't these people know how to blink?" The issue was raised at a meeting last week between President George W. Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair, both in Vienna on a peace conference. "This will not stand," said Mr. Blair. Quote, "These children deserve to live their lives with dignity and to not only not have flies on their eyeballs, but also not on their faces or, well, certainly not above the neck. Britain pledges to the people of Darfur a better life, one with citronella candles, bug spray, and maybe some of those purple zappy lights. And if that does not work, then we shall fly huge tanker planes over Darfur and spray the whole country down with insecticide, if that's what it takes to get the job done." End quote. And yet, President Bush refused to commit to Mr. Blair's plan. Said Mr. Bush, quote, "Yeah, I heard about those flies. That's bad. Heh heh. You know, we also got flies down in Crawford. Heh heh. Big ones, too. Texas size flies. Heh heh. But, not on our eyeballs. That's gross. Heck, I'd put on some goggles before I let that happen. Hey, Tony, how about we buy everyone in Africa some goggles? Matter of fact, I think Dick used to be head of a company that made goggles. Maybe we could hire them." End quote. Meanwhile, the UN has said it will have to consider other options if Sudan's government refuses to block the deployment of a UN-backed fumigation team.